Well, we've just had the results in from the last set of local elections last week on Thursday, and they've gone really well. The Greens have got another huge batch of councillors in, the largest percentage increase of any party, which is good. The Tories have lost hundreds, which is brilliant. Everyone's happy, really. I mean, it's a fair sign of how the media in this country is run that you won't have heard about the, well, you may have briefly heard, but the main story isn't about how many hundred councillors the Tories have lost. It's about Keir Starmer and his drinking, which is a subject for another day. But I just wanted to say thank you to everyone who voted. Local elections are important, as we were talking about. And actually, when you see some of the results, talking as a Green candidate of the past and future, it's amazing how in some wards, we've gone from sort of never standing before or not standing the last time to actually winning the ward with a swing of sort of 50 or 60%. It just goes to show what you can do. Never believe anyone when they say your vote's wasted. The only wasted vote is a vote for somebody you don't really believe in because you're told that it's them or some worse candidate. So always vote for the people you believe in because you can win. You can go from nowhere to winning. So brilliant. All good news. Obviously, it could be better. Optimum would be Tories losing all their seats. But a good set of local elections, and always be careful when you look at the media and see what the narrative is. Is the narrative that it's the worst set of Tory local elections for, I don't know, decades? Or is it something about what Keir Starmer may or may not have done? Who's setting that message, and why is a story about something that the police investigated about Keir Starmer months ago and then closed the case? Why has that suddenly come up again? And where's the Sue Gray report and all those other things? And just how easily the public are manipulated into thinking about what the people in power want them to think. Now, I'm not blaming any particular media organisation particularly, because they all have to follow what the others do to a certain extent. I'm not going to bash the BBC, I'm not going to bash any other organisation really that has to lead with what effectively sells eyes and views. But we do need to have a consideration in this country to maybe changing the law into publishing the association between people who run various media organisations and people who are in power, and full visibility. I'm not saying we should censor the media. Censoring the media would be a bad thing, but we do need visibility about who actually owns it and who runs it, and the pressure they can put on news organisations to say what they think they should say. And then, of course, you get people like Channel 4, who have been very good. Channel 4 News is one of the best news. And now, look, Channel 4 are being sold off by the Tories as a sort of punishment. You can bet their news programme is going to be shorter if it has to exist in a more cutthroat commercial space. So anyway, I'm going off tangent. A good set of election results. Well done, everyone, for voting.